morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here wishing you all a happy mother effing Friday. That's right. We made it to yet another beginning to hopefully one hell of an amazing weekend. Of course, we never know what anything entails because tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day, hell, even the rest of today is not promised. But that doesn't mean we can't try to make the best of it each and every day, period. But we all know what we're here for. We're here to make sure that just like the beginning of the week, how we started off on a good foot, we have to make sure that we end off today on an even better one. So I'm here to help with that process. So of course, if you didn't already know, it is time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. I want you to think about this and take this whole scenario into consideration. I want you to think about how most of us take commutes, whether it be to work, whether it be to a friend's house, family member's house. Just think about the continuous drives we tend to make throughout our lives and how many times we get so desensitized to the amount of driving that we do at times, especially to places that we're so used to going. Now, of course, me in Houston here, there's so much driving. It takes maybe 30 to 45 minutes to get to certain places, depending on where you're trying to go, because the city is so big, so much so that it's broken down into, of course, different sections Houston is just huge. And so much so that they've sectioned off. I don't want to say sectioned off. That just sounds bad. You have small cities within in an even larger city. I guess that makes more sense. So certain areas take a lot longer to drive that you wouldn't normally, you know, assume would be the case anywhere else. But I say all of this to say that we get to a point to where once we're so used to driving to a place, we tend to zone out. We tend to zone out while we're driving and we end up making it to our destination perfectly fine, no issues. But some of us, we can't remember, like we can't recall the drive. We can't recall anything that's going on because we basically went into autopilot or sleep mode. I don't want to say sleep mode, but you know what I mean. The point to where our brain's just completely shut off. And so our body is just doing things on its own. And that feeling is what tends to happen when a lot of us end up doing something for so long, where it's just something that's second nature. It's just there's no excitement. It's just blah. We're just doing it because we're so accustomed to doing it that our bodies just go. But you know, there's no fun experience. There's no, you know, interesting interaction. It's just there. Just blah. And that tends to happen when, you know, we're trying to achieve a goal, when we're focused on going after or achieving something, you know, trying to fulfill a dream or whatever. And you know, of course, everything is extremely exciting in the very beginning. You know, we go through the planning stage. We make sure that, you know, we want to try this. We want to try that. We get so ambitious. We get so motivated. We get so inspired. We love to talk about it. We love to think about it. We love, you know, jotting down ideas that we want to go over or that we want to try. But the problem is when that dream honeymoon phase is over and done with, And we're in the hard work process, it makes it hard to do the things that that are going to get us to where we want to go. Because of course, there's that it's exactly what it is. It's that hard work phase. And sometimes we get into a routine where we're doing the same thing or something close to the same thing over and over again, because we're trying to accumulate those hours, that experience, you know, we're putting that time in so that way we can make it to that destination of achievement. And the problem is that sometimes our brains just shut off because, you know, the excitement is gone. You know we have to do it, but you know, if that wasn't the case, some of us probably wouldn't. Some of us would probably try to find, you know, a nice little cheat code to get there or try to find the easy way. And this is why a lot of people tend to try to find a shortcut or the easy way out, because putting in that hard work, it does get monotonous. It does get, you know, at a point to where you're just blah and the excitement is gone. And I want to tell you that you can fix that. But you have to be willing to refocus your energy. Sometimes, you know, just like I talked about with, you know, treating yourself or being able to take a break, you know, sometimes you need to be able to objectively look at yourself and say, you know what, this is not getting fun. How do I continue to keep this fun? Sometimes you have to throw a wrench in your own plans. Sometimes you have to find new things to help, you know, boost that give you that shot of adrenaline or that shot of dopamine. You want to make sure that you yourself can create a fun atmosphere for the things that you may not want to do so much. I can tell you right now, even me, you know, I have so many ambitions, you know, for the things that I want to do or the things that I want to create. And sometimes I have to remind myself that this is part of the process. These are the things that I have to do in order for me to achieve X, Y, Z. So, you know, I'm no different from many of you that are trying to achieve certain things, because I'm human. But I'm transparent enough to let you guys know that you are not the only ones going through this, because it comes with the territory. And so you have to understand and have to be willing to be honest with yourself about that. You can't sit here and then try to convince yourself that, oh no, I'm different. I'm not, you know, I know I love this. I love everything that I'm doing. You may love it, but it does get monotonous, and that's not a surprise. And that's no secret. And it shouldn't be a secret to anyone, because these are the things that are part of that journey that I keep talking about, where you want to appreciate the journey because you want to be able to, you know, relive your story in your head, or be able to retell that story of how you got to where you got. You can't really tell an engaging story about how, you know, you use a cheat code or you fast track yourself by using a shortcut. There's no fulfillment in that. People love those stories of where that person came from the bottom and went through this arduous road to get to where they've got, because in some cases it's very relatable. Not everybody has a cheat code. Not everybody is working on easy mode. There's way more people who are starting from the bottom with a blank piece of paper and completely starting from scratch. So it's okay. The majority is all in the same boat. So live your truth. So in order for you to sit here and refocus your energy, you have to start accumulating things that you find in your everyday that are exciting. Start, you know, turning it into a game. Start having a goal list, a completion list, and turning it into something enjoyable. Rewarding yourself after you complete each goal. Make a daily checklist of things that you should do. And then once you check off everything that you have to complete for that day, reward yourself with something that you wouldn't normally reward yourself. Or before then, take away something and then start saying that you can only do this, or you can only treat yourself to this if you complete everything on this list. Because then at that point, you'll have something to look forward to. That'll keep your mind from going on autopilot where you're just blah. It'll actually have you completing something to know that, okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. If you love to play video games, cut your time in half a little bit. Say, you know what? If you get up in the morning, say, okay, I need to do these before I do that. If you want to watch a TV show or binge a Netflix show, look at that checklist. Say, okay, I can only watch one episode per goal until I finish this, and then I can watch as much as I want. But I need to make sure that I finish this. But you have to be willing to have that discipline. You have to be willing to hold yourself accountable and look at everything objectively to the point to where you are able to do this and be consistent with it. Because you hold all the cards within that. Because if you hold yourself accountable, I guarantee you will be able to do this and keep it fun without it becoming a monotonous blah session. So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Hold yourself accountable. Make it more exciting. And stop running everything on the blah blah autopilot mode. You control the excitement that you can have. So, until next time, enjoy your weekend. Get everything out of it that you want to get out of it. Spend it with the people that you want to spend it with. Get out there, try some new things, meet some new people, have some new experiences. But most importantly, please, 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 please make it to next week in one whole complete positivity filled peace. And until Monday, salud.